to left in the second half here in Mustang on a beautiful night for football in October. Union in their gray pants, their red helmets, and their white jerseys with the black numbers. A.J. Green will be on the near side, the near hash mark, near our press box. We're on the east side tonight. Junior standing right at the goal line on the far side, right beneath the M and Mustang.
Yep. Well, I think you have, if you're Mustang, you got to look and say, who are we going to kick it to short, or can we put it in the end zone? Because you don't want either one of those two fielding the ball.
Well, Chance Johnson has put him in the end zone every night,
yes,
every time tonight, and there is a small breeze blowing, but not very much. Johnson is set. He's back way at the 30-yard line. Points. Everyone's ready, and here he goes. Johnson approaches. There's the foot to it, and this one's going to be deep in the end zone as well. As a matter of fact, that one's going to the back of the end zone. Somebody signed that kid.
Yes.
Because there's enough college teams who can't kick the ball past the 10-yard line. That dude right there might get himself a deal. So it'll be first and 10 Redskins at their own 20-yard line, just starting the second half. And, yes, it is already 8:48. So a long first half, part of that due to penalties that occurred in what became kind of a sloppy second quarter. Grayson Tempest will bring his team back out. They have again used Rovon Banks in several ways tonight. He's going to be on the left side amongst three receivers, Bohannon, Sanders out here as well. A.J. Green set to the right of Tempest. Shea Dan Farr to the other side. That's the right side of the formation. First and 10 Redskins at their 20. There's the snap, quick throw left side to Banks, and it goes right through his hands, incomplete. Rovon just took his eyes off.
Yeah. He looked the way he's going to run.
Right, he did, and he had a huge gap. I mean, if he catches that, he's probably still running. He had a big lane right there, but he just took his eyes off the ball, and it'll be second and 10. And for Tempest, he's had about three balls right in hands dropped tonight, Tom.
Yeah, he's been in fuego.
You hear him dropping the Spanish there, Richard? He's something, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, something.
Second and 10 at their own 20 for the Redskins, leading 38-3, just underway, third period. Handoff inside to Banks, and he's going to be bottled up back at the 17-yard line. That was a fouled-up handoff between Tempest and Banks.
It almost looked like Tempest wanted to pull it out and run it.
I think he did. He wasn't able to, and instead he gets tackled in the backfield. That was Anthony Gishide, who brought him down for a loss of two, and we'll make it third down and 12. From their own 18-yard line, now Union going right to left. They'll need the 30 for the first down. Tight end right side, short slot there, two wide receivers. Tempest in the shotgun once again. Claps, rolls to his light, hands back off to A.J. Green, left side. A.J.'s going to have to make a guy miss, cuts back to the inside, makes a great move, 25-30. A.J. has the first down, 34-yard line. A.J. Green had two guys standing right in front of him, and they were just scared to jump at him because they know he'd get around him. Now there's a late flag.
Oh, my goodness.
The tackle once again by Jasadi. But there is a flag right at the 40-yard line, right about really the 38. Union's walking backwards, and I wonder if there was another late shove right there. They are going to call personal. These are offsetting. They called a unsportsmanlike against Union and a personal foul. It will be offsetting penalties, and that'll be a first down. So the play will stand to the 34-yard line. And there was a little jawing going on out there, and Tom, again, if you're Union, that's just not smart. Just stay out of it.
Right. It's never smart, but when you're ahead like this and you've already got people, you know, we're in that situation as we talked about.
It's less smart.
Oh, way less.
38-3 Redskins, just underway, third period. Grayson Tempest brings his team up now at their own 34-yard line. Green is once again the single set. No, pardon me, that is A.J. That is Junior Smith. Junior Smith has come in. Their numbers are so similar, and the guys standing there look so similar. As soon as they start to run, you can tell a little bit. The one guy is exceedingly fleet. And not that AJ's slow. I mean, Junior's slow. He's not. Tempest has that snap, hands it off, left side. There goes Junior, puts a move on to the 35, pushes up to the 38-yard line. Junior Smith dragged two linebackers with him. The guy who probably needs to pay him for that ride is Jackson Bobbitt. And there's another flag.
Another.
And the ball goes to the 38-yard line for a gain of 5. And let's see who this one's against.
Where was it thrown? I didn't.
Right at the 38, middle of the field. Middle of that of the skirmish there. No idea. Kirk Fredericks walked out, and he's trying to ask questions here. I think he'd like to know who is at fault as well. Zach, you're down there. Are you hearing that chirping that this is getting called? Are these guys getting talky?
There's definitely some going on, but, I mean, not an excessive amount, you know, what you'd kind of expect after a play here and there. And I don't even know what happened on this most recent call really at all. But as you mentioned, just around the 40-yard line, the flag there, there were a lot of players congregating in the area, and maybe somebody heard something.
Yeah, somebody obviously did hear something. That's Zach Reynolds, our sideline reporter. The officials are still talking about this as they stand at the 38-yard line. Now the referee's going to go over and make the signal. He's going to be calling unsportsmanlike against Union.
I think he's wanting the coaches to talk to both teams.
Yep. They are sending the teams to the side, and I think that's a good idea. This is a 15-yard penalty. It'll take the ball back to Union's 23-yard line. And talking to these two teams is exactly what they should be doing. And if you're Union, you have more at stake.
Oh.
So you have to just keep your cool. And, you know, every time, I don't know about you, Tom, but every time as a player somebody said something when you're in the lead, all you do is say scoreboard.
Yeah.
Just look up there and go back to the huddle.
Yeah.
And, you know, Coach Blankenship at Mustang, he doesn't want this either.
No, you don't ever want this stuff.
So we've only played a minute and 10 seconds of the second half, and we've already seen four penalty flags. We've seen more flags than we have plays, offsetting on one play. So at the 23-yard line, their own 23, Union will now have a second down and 20. They've had two second down and 20s tonight. They overcome both of them. Bohannon will go far right side as the teams come back. Wait for everybody to get set. Gage Arthur comes left side. Now he goes in motion. Green the setback. Tempest in the shotgun. Tempest will hand to Green left side. He's going to bounce outside. He's got the 30, 35-yard line. Runs over a guy to the 40-yard line. Oh, A.J. Green
and another
is
flag.
Feeling his oats, and there's another flag. A.J. just stuck his shoulder down at the 35-yard line and plowed, and I do mean plowed, right over number 21, Carson Keeney. And there was a face mask in there as well, so we believe this will add to it. And it is the personal foul face mask. So this will add 15 more, and the Redskins will be set up inside Mustang territory, already leading 38-3 with 10:40 to go here in this third period. They'll take the ball to the 39-yard line of Mustang. And, Tom, let's just see if we can get a playoff without laundry.
I don't think we have this half, have we?
We have not.
Not this half yet.
And although, you know, the University of Tulsa has a bye week tomorrow, I don't have anything to do, but I would like to make it home in time for OU Texas at 11.
Absolutely.
Bohannon goes far right side, first and 10 Redskins, now at the 44-yard line of Mustang. Sanders comes left side. Tempest trying to snap the ball quickly. Does so. Hands off once again. It's Junior Smith. He's forward across the 35. Junior down into the 30. Junior down to the 28-yard line. Junior Smith pushing the pile. The last guy to jump on top was once again Carson Keeney, but not before he got another 16 and another first down. And I think the Redskins are lucky they didn't get called for procedure right there. I do think there was a little movement when the ball was snapped.
And there was also a little in the secondary, and I'm not going to give names or anything, but there was some talking for one of the blockers in the secondary of Mustang.
9:50 to go in this third period, 38-3 Union. They have a first down now at the 29-yard line of Mustang. Sanders comes in motion, now goes back. Tempest now sends him in motion again to the right. Banks set up next to Tempest. He's going to hand inside to Rovon, and he got nothing. He got dragged down as soon as he got the football. 28-yard line is where he got hit initially. And the guy in there to make that play was Trevor Price. They're going to call that maybe a gain of a half a yard. We'll call it second down and 10, really. And the Redskins will keep moving.
Looked like the snap was on the ground. I think that threw the timing of the run play off, too.
A.J. Green back in the backfield. Once again, Tempest is there. Three receivers go right side on second and 10. Tempest is going to hand to A.J. left side, and he pushes forward. He gets across the 25, down to the 20, still running. A.J. at the 15. Oh, my goodness. A.J. Green is possessed. He was touched by everybody on the football team from Mustang. I think some of the parents came out and got a hand in, and it didn't matter. A.J. Green continued to push, goes all the way to the 15-yard line. The entire secondary jumped on top of him right there, and he finally fell down. First and 10 Union.
This is a side that you don't always see from him, But he's not just real fast, but he's also powerful.
He is, and he can run over guys, but tonight he really wants to. Junior Smith will check in at the tailback spot. That's not any better for Mustang. 8:40 to go here in this third period. 38-3 Union trying to add to it. I formation. Man dotting it is Junior. Has the football. Runs to his right. Gets free. 10, 5, touchdown, Junior Smith. 15 more for Junior, and it's 44-3. And the Redskins, that is how you impose your will on a football team.
And no flags. No flag on that play.
Thank
that was awesome.
Goodness.
Yes, thank goodness.
And you have to give credit to not only these running backs, but this offensive line is doing a marvelous job of holding those blocks. With the game becoming somewhat out of hand, Tom is now eyeing the funnel cakes in the stands. I saw you.
I was eyeing them.
That's not yours.
Oh, I know. I know.
One for the extra point is Cowan. There's the kick. It's up. It's through. And it is good. And there's another flag. We'll keep it here for a moment just to see what the flag is this time. But my guess is, once again, something a little bit after the play.
Yes. That's what I'm going
to
say.
Union's running to the sideline. Mustang is already at their sideline. And they will call a personal foul. It will be against Union, and I think Coach Frederick will have a conversation with somebody. 8:28 to go here in this third period. 45-3 Redskins. They'll assess the penalty on the kickoff. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GX Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project
managers.
Looks
like they're accomplishing it, too.
With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/try. That's ZipRecruiter.com/try. ZipRecruiter.com/try.
Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Well, it took 9 plays to go 80 yards in about 45 minutes, but the Redskins do, and clock time, 3:32. They get the touchdown from Junior Smith, 15 yards, the extra point from Cowan, and it's 45-3 Redskins here in the third period in Mustang. Rick Corey with Tom Stockton, Zach Reynolds, Richard Johns, and Bryce Gerdner back at the stadium. Pardon me, stadium back at the home office. Kickoff comes short around the 25-yard line. It's caught there. Mustang across the 30, 35, up to around the 40-yard line. Martin got back to around the 45. They may give him the 46. Martin also the starting tailback, and that's where the Mustang will take over, first and 10. And, Tom, when it's disjointed like this, when the penalties and things are happening, this is A, when the teams can lose focus and play sloppy, and it's B, when you can get hurt.
Absolutely, and it's one of those situations that it's a test of character. Yes, I'm sure both teams are mouthing, but if I'm Union, I'm going to say, hey, we got more to lose in this thing right now. Let's just hush our pie holes.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely the case. Once again, bringing up is Russell, their quarterback, and the tailback spot will be Devin Martin. There's a handoff left side. Russell kept it himself, and he's going to afford across the 50-yard line. He's still moving the pile down to around Union's 48. An entire host of Redskins jumped in on top of him right there, including Michael Thomas, but that's going to be a gain of about 8. And, you know, at this point, might be Mustang's best idea, and that's just be basic and don't turn it over.
That's what I was saying. Not only that, but run the clock.
2nd and 2 now. Once again, Russell will line up in that shotgun. Once you know that this is actually a direct snap, they snapped that directly to Dominic Dunn, who went forward and actually lost a half yard. They're going to be very generous, though, and give him a half yard, and they'll mark it to Union's 46-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 2. And so for all intents and purposes, think single wing, because that's exactly what Mustang is doing. They'll come right back to the football, and again, it's going to be Dominic Dunn. He's got 2 blockers around him, and Mustang jumps. The offensive tackles both jump, telling me the center might have missed that snap count.
Yep.
This will move it back five, and it now becomes third down and seven. And now they will bring the quarterback back in, it looks like.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm going to look and make sure. Nope, they're going to stick with Dunn. Dominique Dunn is going to play the quarterback position right now. Nope, they did bring him back in. They snuck Russell out last minute. Russell is in there. There's the snap. Straight back to Russell. He's got to have to hurry. Here comes pressure. Russell rolls to his life. Right fires one out there. It's caught at the 40-yard line of Union. Going down inside the 40 to around the 37-yard line for Mustang was Tyler Massey. And that's good for a first down for the Mustangs. They trail Union 45-3, 6:50 to go here in the third period. Now at Union's 36-yard line. Handoff left side, and that is Devin once again, who goes down with no gain. He's taken down right at the 36-yard line. A whole bunch of Redskins were there, including Ryan Smith. And he's not a very big guy, is Devin Martin. He is 5'10", 188, but he does run hard. It'll be second and 10. Martin again in the shotgun to the left of Russell.
Oh, goodness.
And there's a timeout called right there very quickly by the Redskins. We'll take a break as well. 6:24 to go, third period, 45-3 Union. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Fam, you all know you can trust me because I never have a sponsor on this program.
And by the way, really nice intuitive job of restaging during that interview with Steve.
Product from a quality company. So this is why I'm pleased.
It's nice not having to tell somebody that, just knowing.
Sponsor. It's 100% a drug-free supplement formulated by doctors with four key ingredients that
we may have only had 10 on the field right then when we were about to snap it.
Are the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and for 7 years now, they've been helping tens of thousands of people who take Relief Factor every day, dramatically lower.
That's usually a little bit of a tip.
You know, but I think you might be able to play with it. This is where, because of what's going on with the talking, this is where you really need the running clock.
No, absolutely.
Just get this thing over with in the books, not anybody hurt.
Yeah, don't get anybody kicked out.
Visit ReliefFactor.com.
Back to the old Sand Springs days.
ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-3384. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Yep.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
6:24 to go, third period here in Mustang, Oklahoma. It's a wonderful campus, wonderful facility. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton, Zach Reynolds, Richard Johns, and as I mentioned, Bryce Gertner back in the studio with scores. Union leads by a score of 45-3. And Tom, I do like coming here. It's a very unique stadium in that it does face north and south, which is kind of unusual. Or not really north and south, pardon me. It's more of a kind of northeast-southwest. But they left a second press box here. This is the old press box we're in. They built a new one and left the old one up. So you're facing into the sun when the game starts. But it really is a wonderful facility and a nice night here to play some football.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, the temperature's changed because I just see all the cheerleaders and stuff in there now have on coats or
second
sweatshirts.
Second down and 10 for Mustang. They're going to run it straight up the middle. That is going to be Russell. Jumps out to the left side. Got some room. 30-yard line. Gets inside that to the 27 and then takes a dive. And the reason he did was Caleb Kalo was coming like a guided missile. And as soon as Russell saw that, he did the wise thing and slid underneath. It'll be third and one. They're at the 27. They need the 26. Russell in the shotgun. He's going to hand left side to Devlin, and he got stacked up and didn't get it. Now he's going to try to get free, but he can't.
Nope.
He is pulled down by Shane Fields, and he lost a yard or two. They'll mark it at the 28. They need the 24. Well, they didn't mark it quite back enough to the 28. We're going to call it fourth and about two. They marked it more like the 28. They're going to say they need the 26. And quickly, Mustang comes back to the line of scrimmage, but now they're going to huddle. Failing this thing 45-3 with 5.5 to go in the third period, you can't make an error here call-wise.
Now it looked like they came in with a big package or something.
15 on the play clock. They don't need an awful lot.
Yeah, they got a lineman in.
They're
going to
go once again with Dominic Dunn, and they're going to do a direct snap. Dunn has it, runs to his left, and he gets the first down and gets across the 25. He'll be down around the 23. Dunn picked his way through there very nicely. Jamori Ray with the final tackle, but that's good for a first down. Mustang now at Union's 22. Quickly back to the line of scrimmage again. Dunn will be in the Wildcat formation. Should have a flag there, but they did not. Dunn runs left side outside, gets to the 15 and down inside that. Chased out of bounds there by Micaiah Bell. Mustang was moving at the snap, but the officials didn't catch it. They'll give him two, maybe three. Mark it at Union's 19, and it'll be second down and about seven. With 4:58 to go, third period, Union at 45-3. Their best offense has been Dominic Dunn,
right,
if you will, kind of the old-fashioned wing tee. Dunn will once again take the handoff, but he's going to hand to Russell, who's going to fling it into the end zone, and that ball is tipped and intercepted by Union. Junior Smith with the interception, and here's the thing. The guy who tipped it was the best football player for Mustang, Jacoby Johnson.
Right.
Hit him right in the hands. Union had okay coverage, but the ball bounced straight up in the air, and there's Junior Smith, and there's a turnover. And if you're Mustang, Tom, you have to think, just not our night.
Right.
Johnson is going to make that catch 9 times out of 9 generally. But he hit him square in the hands, bounced straight up in the air, and I think, Tom, he was more worried about who might be coming to hit him.
Right. You could be right.
Because that guy was Junior Smith, and he was bearing down on him. And really, got to give Junior really credit. That's an athletic play to stop like that and then go ahead and get the vision to grab that football. So up 45-3, Union will take it at their own 20-yard line with 4.5 to go here in this third period. Handoff, Rovon Banks left side. Rovon outside, 25. Rovon to the 30, drags across that to the 31-yard line. Has another first down. Wesley Haddix in there on the tackle, but that's good for another 11, another first down, and the Redskins starter is still out there. You surprised by that at all?
No, I wouldn't be, except they're kind of doing a little bit of a new offense or a little bit of a change in their offense tonight, and I think maybe they're just getting some more reps out of it, using Rovon and a lot of different things.
First and 10, now at the 32-yard line of Mustang. Handoff goes right side. That is once again Banks. Rovon goes to the outside. He's got a little room. 35. Rovon 40. Breaks the tackle. 45. 50. 45. 40. It's a foot race. 35. 30. 25. 20. 15. 10. Cuts back at the 5. Touchdown, Rovon Banks. Oh, my. Rovon Banks just went 68 yards. And just like that, the Redskins lead 51-3. And Tom, number 2 is going to work out there in the running back slot.
Yes.
No question. And he made a really nice cutback at around the 10, but there was somebody out there, and I think it was Bohannon, who was throwing that late block way downfield. What a terrific play by number 14 and the Redskins up their lead.
Yeah, that's showing some great motivation and some great, what I'm going to say,
effort.
Skills. Yeah, effort, all of it to get that block way downfield like that.
A very good job by Rovon, too, to be that patient. Kick up by Cowan, and it's not powerful, but it's through. Pardon me. 3:53 to go in the third period. Now 52-3 Union. This is Redskins football at KRMG.
Hi, I'm John Rothrock with Yale Cleaners. By now you've heard about our amazing new service, Yale Cleaners Plus. Customers love automatic
early
and convenience.
When he was still playing quarterback, he was
now Yale Cleaners
erratic
Plus
but very talented. I like it better like this.
On my way feature. Using the Yale Cleaners app, select the On My Way button to alert our team you're en route to get your dry cleaner. A Yale team member will gather your order before you
arrive. Now, Jinx, Owosso, and Broken Arrow may run one of those guys down. They won't run down AJ.
A Yale Cleaners team member
they'd run down Junior, and they might run down Rovon, but they're not going to run down AJ.
No.
It's really fast and simple.
Yeah, I think he's going to Arkansas on a track scholarship.
It's free to join, so enroll today. For more information, visit yellcleaners.com.
I doubt it. And he's going to earn your scholarship in one thing. They don't generally want you to do something else. My guess is he's probably in pads. You know, there are guys who might have faster time. I think in pads he's probably the fastest guy
on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Well, it's another one of those really long two-play drives for the Redskins. They go 2 plays, 80 yards. Rovon Banks with a 68-yard run. So tonight, A.J. Green is a 55-yarder for a touchdown. Rovon has a 55-yarder for a touchdown. A.J. has a 70-yarder for a touchdown. Junior had a 15-yarder for the touchdown, slacker. And then Rovon has a 68 for a touchdown. And that's just those scores as Union leads 52-3 here with 3:53 to go over Mustang in Mustang. Houchin approaches the kickoff. That one's going to go short and be caught around the 6-yard line. And here comes Mustang. 10-yard line. 20. Ooh. 25 left side. Dragged down there around the 26. That was once again the best player on the field for Mustang, who is really a fine football player, but he's the guy that led to that interception. That is Jacoby Johnson. So the Redskins have 2 turnovers going their way tonight. They turn 1 into points, the other they do not. And you might have seen the last of the first team offense.
That could be. You're absolutely right.
Here comes Mustang, now first and 10. Ball will be set at their own 24-yard line. Russell will bring him back out. The quarterback is there. He's going to hand off left side, and once again, he's handing that off to really the best running back they have, and he's not been great, but he's not been bad. That's Dominique Dunn. He gets forward to around the 32-yard line. That's a nice gain of 8, and it'll be second down and about 2. Dunn is also running off a lot of Wildcat tonight.
Yeah.
He will stay in the backfield, but so will Russell. Russell will hand off this time. Left side across the 30, 32-yard line, 33-yard line. That is a first down. Hand off that time taken by Eli Young. Didn't get a lot, but he got about 4. That'll be a first down. Tackled by several Redskins players. Thomas, the last guy off the pile. First and 10 now at the 37-yard line of Mustang. There's a snap directly to Russell, and he's going to go forward, and he just got crunched. He tried to get around a blocker. Thomas grabbed him, and when he did, he just yanked him straight down to the ground. He had no chance to get away from him. Johnny Harrison there as well. That's going to be a loss of about 2, and it'll be second and 12. Moves the ball back. Russell, quick throw left side. That ball's caught out there. Down to the 40-yard line. Up to around the 42-yard line. Mustang makes a really nice quick catch and move, and that was Keegan Bass. But it will bring up a third down. He got about 9 back. It'll be third down and about 3 balls around the 43-yard line. They'll need their own. Man, we're going to call it the 46. Russell again in the shotgun. Dunn to his left. Two receivers left. Got one to the right. Back to throw is Russell. Now he's going to have to hurry, running out of time. Now he sets himself and just throws it out of bounds. He was being chased. Thomas was out there chasing him. Again, Harrison chasing him as well. And that'll bring up fourth down and 3. And nothing to do but kick right here.
Yeah, they're bringing their kickers in.
Here's what I'm kind of surprised by. You never want to give up on your team, I get it, but you're down 52-3 and throwing the ball stops the clock.
Right.
And the way Union has run it, even when you go to the second team guys, when you hand off, you don't know what's going to happen. I think if I were Mustang, I might be considering running that clock just a little bit more. But, hey, that's just me. Mustang has fourth and about 3 from their own 44-yard line. They'll send in their punter. He's done a very good job tonight. There's another very nice high spinning kick. This one coming from Jance Johnson. Fair catch at around the 11-yard line, 16-yard line, pardon me, for Union. And that's where the Redskins will take it right there, first and 10. Minute 56 to go, third period, 52-3. And Zach Reynolds, pardon me, down on the sidelines. Did you hear any talk about maybe second-teamers coming in, or do we know?
I didn't quite hear anything along those lines yet, but right before that last play, it looked like they were going to throw A.J. Green in on the return and just didn't work out the last second, so maybe not, but as it seems, it could be a chance here.
Tempest is still in. I can see that.
Colin Farley, though, is going to check in and play the running back spot. He's going to be one of those two running backs. The other's going to be Junior Smith. Hand off left side to Junior. He stretches it to the outside, and he's going to go backwards. No, he broke a tackle. No, I'm sorry, that's Farley, who's now across the 15 to the 20. He breaks free, 25, 26, 28-yard line. Colin Farley was just, for all intents and purposes, down around the 20-yard line. But he wouldn't go down. He refused. 5'8", 162 pounds. He's a sophomore, and he pulled half the Mustang defense to the 29-yard line. That's a 9-yard gain.
And something else that's going on, every time that Tempest hands the ball off and the guy changes directions or anything, he's one of the first ones out there leading the blocking.
Colin Farley actually got 10. They're going to give him a first down. So Union now has it at their own 28-yard line, leading by a score of 52-3. They'll hand off again left side, and again it's Junior, and he's going to go across the 30 and push forward to the 33-yard line. Now, pardon me, it's Farley once again. Not as much there, around 5 yards before he's piled up by several people, including Adam Brotherton. But that's going to be a gain of about 4, and we'll call it second down and 6. And no slouch. You know, right now, Tom, you gain 4 and you feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel like, boy, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
What's wrong with me? Nothing wrong at all, Colin Farley. Just keep that up. He is back once again at that tailback spot. Sitting in front of him is Jarrett James as a fullback. Tempest under center. He will turn. He will fake the handoff and roll to his right. Tempest looking. Firing deep. He's got Bohannon out there, and he makes the catch, and the defender falls down. Bohannon to 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Bohannon caught the ball. The safety in front of him fell down. 67 yards on the touchdown, and it's 58-3. And if you're Union, everything's going right. And if you're Mustang, not so much.
Not.
The defender, Tom, wasn't in awful position.
Nope.
Bohannon had him beat by about a step. But when Bohannon stopped for the ball, the defender tripped and fell.
Yeah, yeah. And what's really kind of funny is Tempest has thrown 4, 5, 6 right on target that the guys couldn't make. That one's a little bit off, and it goes for a touchdown.
Cowan on for the extra point. There's the kick. It's up. It's strong, and it's good. 14 seconds to play, third period. Union extends the lead now, leading 58-3, 59-3, pardon me, over Mustang. This is Redskin football on KRMG.